I just did a big talk and didn't turn on the fucking record. Well, okay, that's good. It's practice. Those bolt cutters that I ever so lovingly restored, I've adjusted this a bit in the meantime, but what happened is I had to cut through chain like this, and it's not hugely thick or incredibly hard, tough sort of security chain, but after I cut through it, you know, the jaws went from being nice and parallel and maybe a sheet of paper sort of gap between them, you know what I mean? It was just like parallel and virtually no gap. But after cutting the chain, one link in the chain, you know, the jaws had spread like that, and I thought, these are not good fucking bolt cutters. You see, when just looking at where the fucking paint's where's the fucking eye spy glasses? It's a bit hard without clean metal. That's a sort of semi-compressive joint. So it shouldn't be sort of, but the paint's gone from around there, so, you know, maybe they squeezed too tight or something, maybe that metal's stretched. That's just odd that the fucking paint's gone from around that joint, that metal bit there, but anyway, ending up with the fucking things flaring out, the jaws spreading. It said, like, I'm really tired of having anything that's crap, that's dangerous, that's going to, you know, you're stranded and you need things you have to rely upon. You can't have fucking shit tools, you know. So these, I'm going to unscrew that, take that nut out, and then see how, if I can get those jaws parallel for a clean cut through soft thing, softer things, like extend, you know, when you want to cut the end off an extension cord, you know, or through coat hanger wire, or small things, you know. But what I did, is that a fly? Yes, it is. Go on, cunt. So what I did is I said, I've had enough of just junk shit from China, you know what I mean? So I went out and bought these. They were $36, and they were $10 off as a loyalty bonus, you know. And see how those jaws are set like that? That's what the other jaws were set like. Everything was just done, just so. And why do you need to have a set of bolt cutters, you know, in your car when travelling around? And the reason is, several reasons. They're handy just for cutting things, you know, like you know, all sorts of things. The second thing is there's a habit of farmers and fencers, you know, there's a tendency for them to take down, miles of old fencing and leave all the bits in the long grass. And there's their fence, there's their property, this is the grassy area, this is the road, you know. So if you need to pull off the road and just park in the grass, you can get all that shit tangled up underneath the car or motorbike or whatever, you know. So having this to cut away all the bad fucking wire that's tangled up underneath the car is a good thing. The second reason is I don't believe in cutting people's fences for pranks or stupid ideas, you know. But if you happen to be sort of, you know, this is the most fire-prone place in the world, and if you just happen to be going down a track somewhere and there's a fire coming through and the only way to get out is to cut through the wire fences, there's your fucking way out, you know. That has a purpose, you know. It's kind of remote, but it's not that remote. You know. Yeah, you know, it's just handy to be able. We live in a world full of tough wires and cables and chains and all sorts of things, and sometimes there might be a legitimate reason for cutting. You know, like if you buy, say, 2 or 3 meters of chain, you know, and you put a meter around each gate or something like that, you need to cut that fucking chain into 5 lengths. Of 1 meter, you know. You know, shit like that. It's just, yeah, but so that's why it's handy to have these, you know. So I went and got a good set. By all the fucking reviews, they said these are fucking good bolt cutters. They're not, where's the fucking thing? See, the leverage, the strength of this one and the amount of leverage is much greater. But these are big. I'd prefer these because they're tiny. These are bigger, but they're not made of fucking garbage sort of like these ones, you know. The fact that the store only, they had one drawer was sort of like fucking bent like that, you know. It said that they were soft. It's either bad metallurgy or bad heat treatment, you know. So yeah, I think that was a good deal. $26, you know. And, yeah, so anyway, that's a tragic tale of my loving restoration, you know. All right, guys, enough for that.